So now I am still at Waikai, and this week we are featuring The Lookout, which is actually, not only do they have a panoramic view of the lineup, but we also have amazing food, amazing drink. Joining me is Triton, and we go way back.
Yes. Hello, hello, hello. Hi.
And so tell me what we have here.
We have a lot of our local favorites, a lot of the most popular, kind of like what the guests really, you know, tend to order.
Yes. Looks amazing. And so we've also got some drinks. Do you prefer the pink or the blue?
Whichever one you want.
I like pink.
Okay.
What's this one?
That is a strawberry mojito.
Perfect.
Yes, and here we have our Wai Tai. It's the Lookout form of the Mai Tai, but it's called the Wai Tai.
Okay, well cheers.
Cheers.
Give it a sample.
Ooh, it's rum.
It's happy hour somewhere.
Definitely is. Yes, it is.
Very refreshing. And so tell me more about The Lookout. Like, what is it about? You know, obviously you do have the panoramic view of the wave pool.
Yeah, so I mean, The Lookout is a restaurant coming up to about a year now. A lot of people like to come up here to watch the surf. People surf, do the wave sessions. But this is actually a very unique type of restaurant. Right now the vision is to kind of create an event where you can have, you know, big events, where you can have like outings, senior parties, whatever the case may be, and then more towards like catering styles, so like birthday parties, graduations, buyouts, and then just your regular restaurant. You know, you come in, have fun, eat with your family. So our stage that we have set up right now is for a lot of the local artists that we bring here, Hawaiian, we bring DJs. We actually are starting to do movie premieres here too.
Okay, well, I'm starving. I only had yogurt earlier, so I'm ready. I think I gotta go with the loco moco.
Definitely.
Tell me more about it.
So the loco moco, it's actually seasoned by our chefs, cooked, as well as the gravy is actually, it's a short rib gravy. So we don't use browner gravy. We actually use the juices from the short rib after being cooked. Seasoned, and then we make our own gravy with it. And it's topped with a pickled onion, green onion, and this is a specially homemade Okinawan sweet potato salad.
I love short rib, and having like a short rib loco moco is a really innovative idea.
Yes, I didn't even think about that too.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That is delicious. And do you have another favorite?
The burgers are Wagyu. Yeah, so it's really, really good. And it's pretty thick, the beef.
Okay.
So
burger. Oh my gosh.
The burger is
amazing.
And the sauce in this is actually called Waikai sauce.
Oh.
So it's our homemade sauce that a lot of the sauces that you see, we actually make in-house every single day. So
made from scratch.
Yes. This is a sweet potato halpia cheesecake. I mean, he just created it one day. He was like, oh, here, I think this is good. Oh my God.
Is this the normal size?
That is the
normal size. Okay, because this could feed like a small family.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love sweet potato and ube and halpia and all that good stuff.
So something like this is $14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's try.
Oh my God.
And then everyone raves about this guy, bread pudding. What makes it so special?
I mean, our pastry chef obviously makes everything in-house from scratch. He kind of creates it to his own twist. He doesn't like to try to keep it like an ordinary type bread pudding like you get from someplace else. He'll do a twist with it and put his little secret ingredients inside to make it good.
Wow. Oh, wow. Masterful.
Very good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, well, when can people come and check out the restaurant? And do you have to participate in the wave pool or
you
anything?
You can come anytime. Like I said, Sunday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 to 11. You come anytime. You can also book reservations on Open Table. And if you have 30 or more people, then you would go onto the website, book a inquiry, and then it gets sent to our events coordinator where you can book a party through them.
Yeah. And also want to point out that they have art created by local artists all around the property. They also do a great job of being sustainable and environmentally friendly. And so it's really their way of giving back to the Aina.